from College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. This is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for June 17, 2014. Though nearly 70% of the state remains in drought, crops in many areas are doing well thanks to rains over the last month, according to reports from AgriLife Extension personnel and the U.S. Drought Monitor. Many AgriLife Extension County agents reported good or even excellent crop conditions, but the consensus was that more rain was needed soon to maintain growth and meet yield expectations. But July tends to be the driest month for most of the state, and currently there are no long-range forecasts for predicting anything much different this year. What's needed, or what could help give drought relief, is enough rain to recharge the subsoil moisture profile and refill reservoirs and lakes, and the best chances of that come from an El Nino this fall. In early May, NASA predicted a very strong El Nino. NASA based the prediction on satellite images showing patterns of temperature and ocean height that were similar to those of May 1997, a year of one of the strongest El Nino oscillations of the 20th century. But more recent computer models are not so enthusiastic, according to Dr. John Nielsen-Gammon, state climatologist, College Station. Tuesday, I asked Nielsen-Gammon about the most recent predictions.
The odds of a El Nino have improved since the winter. It's not necessarily going to be a strong El Nino. Right now, it's more likely to be weak to moderate, which is okay. It means enhanced chances of above normal rainfall during the cooler part of the year, mainly November through March, and primarily in the southern half of Texas. Northern half, the odds really don't change very much.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.